This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The trend in the American labor force over the past couple of decades has been, for want of a better word, churn. We're all just moving from job to job to job way more than our parents ever did. Younger professionals working today are networking all the time, practically looking for their next jobs right at their desks. You throw in the thing that's been happening since the Great Recession, lots of people getting temp jobs and contract work more or less perpetually. And that sense of shared commitment between employers and employees, between workers and companies, is pretty much gone. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
My dad, he's now in his 70s, had exactly two employers his entire career. They liked him, he liked them, he was a company man. I'm in my early 50s, and I've worked for, let's see, seven different companies. Newspapers, magazines, a college, marketplace twice. And my son, who will be graduating high school next year?
If you're under the age of 30, you're likely to hold upwards of 15 to 20 jobs throughout your career, which, if you do the math, means you're going to be changing jobs about every 3 to 4 years.
That's Dan Finnegan, CEO of the employment recruiting site JobVite. Finnegan says recent recessions have led to massive layoffs, followed by pretty lousy rehiring.
And employees, they must be prepared in case anything happens. So job seekers are always shopping for the next job. They don't believe any one company is going to provide them a career.
Bernardo Bieler has the view of this on the ground. He's a civil engineer, originally from Venezuela, and he's taking us on a tour of a project he recently worked on. It's the Palmetto Expressway near Miami. He was designing drainage ponds for rainwater.
I did perform a lot of modeling using different storms, a storm that happened every 5, 25, 100 years. I had driven here on a rainy day, and I see it working.
Bieler's proud of that drainage pond, proud of the whole expressway expansion. But he tells me back at his house he didn't stick with that company.
Since 2008, I have worked in three different companies. Honestly, I never planned to be for a short period of time in a particular company, but different circumstances encouraged me to change employers.
Bieler didn't like one company, another was losing business. He's got two little kids and he wants stability, but he keeps getting headhunted.
That might be uncomfortable because you're not looking for a change. You really want to, you know, develop a strong relationship with your current employer. So having that interrupted is never part of the plan. It's never part of the plan.
Well, actually, it is part of someone's plan, the employer that wants to steal you away. Scott Schaefer is an HR executive at Sanford Health. It's a medical network with 26,000 employees across the Midwest.
The age of LinkedIn and Facebook has really expanded our ability to recruit.
And his trolling on all those sites to poach new blood from anywhere in the country creates a loyalty paradox, Schaefer readily admits.
You know, we want those folks to jump ship and we want that talent here. So we do that. You know, we recruit them. But that's also why we invest in things like employee engagement so that they want to stay here, so that they are loyal to Sanford once they are here.
Maybe he shouldn't count on it, though. Even professionals who like their jobs are pretty much hunting all the time. Take Elizabeth Shapiro, late 20s, lives in L.A., just got a new job in business development. It's challenging and promising, and she hopes it'll last a while. Still, she keeps her LinkedIn profile up to date and knows potential employers might just look her up.
I don't think that it undermines my commitment or loyalty to my current employer because that relationship is a two-way street. I guess at any time they could fire me for whatever, you know, for whatever reason that they needed to, and at any time I could quit and go do something else.
The mantra of the new American worker. I don't think the guys my dad came up with would recognize it at all. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.